Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, August 9th, 2024, and we have a great mix of government and politics headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
South Korean company Infresh makes global impact with heartfelt support in Thailand. Infresh, a South Korean company known for its global humanitarian efforts, recently made headlines by supporting a 93-year-old Korean War veteran in Thailand. The veteran, who faced financial struggles, received a generous donation from Infresh to improve his living conditions. Additionally, scholarships were offered to his grandchildren. Infresh, founded in 2007, has a strong commitment to honoring veterans from the Korean War. Their support extends to various countries, including South Korea, Ethiopia, the Philippines, and Thailand. The heartwarming gesture from Infresh has garnered praise from around the world, showcasing the company's dedication to making a positive impact on global society. Purple state economies signal election trouble as majorities say they're financially worse off, boomers losing the most ground. Fresh survey results from the August Freedom Economy Index show that 7 in 10 Americans feel financially worse off compared to a year ago, signaling potential trouble for the upcoming election. Respondents in swing states report being much worse off, by 7 points higher than those in red states. Key findings reveal that 70.5% of respondents are facing financial challenges, with baby boomers losing ground the quickest. Additionally, rising food prices, higher gas prices, and increased utility rates are putting a strain on households. The survey also highlights the difficulty in finding jobs, with 63% saying it's now much harder to secure employment. Less than half of employees with a college degree are working in their field. Public Square and Red Balloon conducted the survey, emphasizing the economic impact on the upcoming election. Huntington Park Police renews Nightscope partnership for sixth year as crime rates drop. Nightscope, Inc. has renewed its partnership with the Huntington Park Police Department for the sixth year, ensuring the K-5 autonomous security robot continues to enhance public safety at Salt Lake Park. The K-5 ASR has already led to a significant reduction in crime, with a 46% decrease in crime reports during its initial year of operation. The upgraded fifth-generation K-5 ASR features improved stability, enhanced camera capabilities, and better nighttime visibility. Huntington Park Police Chief Cosme Lozano praised the K-5 ASR for transforming their city resources and improving public safety. Nightscope's innovative technology is not only making waves in Huntington Park, but also gaining recognition in the tech world, positioning the K-5 robot alongside other industry leaders. The company has also expanded contracts with schools, transit agencies, and universities, reflecting growing confidence in its security solutions and commitment to enhancing safety across various sectors.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.